degrees with a flood watch here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. A proposal to build a data center near the Nashville Zoo has drawn hundreds of thousands of critics. Many of them say they're worried about how the project could hurt the animals. The Tennessean reports lawyers for the Southern Environmental Law Center say constant mechanical noise from cooling equipment and backup systems could disrupt breeding and other normal behaviors protected under the Endangered Species Act. That's especially true for the clouded leopards. The species is notoriously difficult to breed, largely because of the animal's rough temperament. Nashville is one of the few places in the world that has pulled off a breeding program. The zoo has bred and raised about 50 cubs in 35 years. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule soon on the long-held standard of birthright citizenship. President Trump has challenged the notion that the 14th Amendment gives almost anyone born on American soil automatic citizenship. On our midday show, this is Nashville, News Channel 5 investigative journalist Levi Ismail said the arguments take away from celebrating the Declaration of Independence. One of the grievances against Great Britain 250 years ago was over limitations of citizenship.
Part of this. How do you, as someone who wants to be a patriot, wants to be an American, wants to be a part of this civil process, wants to be here, how do you have pride for that when the same people who live here and think that this is only their country say, well, you don't necessarily belong or you're not exactly an American?
Ismail has a younger sibling who gained citizenship simply by being born here while he went through a naturalization process. He said his mother is a proud American who calls him nearly every time she goes to cast a vote. You can hear more news or that full episode at WPLN.org.